Christmas.
Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jeremy Carter here with Rick Barbalo and Amanda Raymond. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.
And that voice you hear in the back is Jerry Lewis.
Not Jerry Lee Lewis.
Not Jerry Lee Lewis.
Just to confirm.
Better than Jerry Lee Lewis.
Is Jerry Lewis. And we're going to talk about Jerry Lewis getting fired, canned, from the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. But before we do that, I was in wine country in California. Rick grew up in Santa Rosa, but I was in Sonoma, and I met some people that fans of Rick's Martini Bar.
Woohoo!
Really?
Yay!
Awesome.
Yeah. And anyway, they asked me to tell Amanda.
Yes.
They saw your Comic-Con photo of Sherlock Holmes, and their question was,
yes,
was she looking for her pants? So Amanda was wearing a Sherlock Holmes, it's on our website. She's wearing a Sherlock Holmes outfit with some black short pants.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so they were wondering if you were looking for your pants. So I thought that was funny. But you got to... Okay, so it's
the people who listen to the show, and the people who hang out with me.
Why doesn't Donald Duck wear pants?
That must be why. Because Donald Duck doesn't wear pants, and... Yeah, and
how come Mickey Mouse doesn't have a shirt, though? I mean, you know, it's like you can go either way here.
Yogi Bear never wore any pants, either.
No, he did have a nice tie on.
Yeah, he wore a tie, but no pants.
He always went form on the floor.
So anyway, let's talk about Jerry Lewis. Well, and Rick is a huge Jerry Lewis fan, so I knew he would have a big opinion on this. I have an opinion on this, too, but I'll let Rick...
I'll just give you my opinion about it. I mean... MDA has the right to, you know, have anybody they want be the national chairman.
Right.
I understand that. I mean, if they feel Jerry Lewis is too old, okay, I understand that. I mean, I think it's kind of weird because he's obviously still able to do it. But if they want to have someone else take the lion's share of the work,
I'm getting a refill.
I'm giving Jerry a refill.
That's my guinea
bar. Jerry kind of
you guys, fans should be here for these. Anyway, my problem is they did not let him say goodbye. They did not let him have one more show. It wouldn't have killed him to have one more show to at least say, hey, this is my last telethon, and it's been great, and please continue to give to MDA. I'm still going to be involved, whatever.
All right.
Maybe. Or even have a co-host saying, this is my last one. Right. You know, this is so-and-so's replacement. We're doing this together this time.
Like Martin.
Yeah, and then, like, that person would take over the following year. Like a transition. We didn't get a transition. It's just like, okay, you're done.
I know.
Yeah, so it was very abrupt.
There's loyalty for
it. Because he did an interview in Beverly Hills, like, just a few days before, saying, yeah, this will be my last one.
Right.
And whatever. So as far as he knew, he was going to do one more, and that was it. And why he was going to leave, it could have been maybe even on his terms. You know, you didn't really know. But now, and then, like, literally, like, the next day or the day after that, they're like, no, you're done.
Here's my theory on that is because I think Jerry...
I won't watch it.
Jerry Lewis's reputation, they were afraid of what he would say because he's that kind of guy. He would be that. But that would make more people watch it.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone would watch his last telethon.
It would probably get the biggest viewership ever.
Right. Of course. would get more donations than anything else.
And plus people would say, well, you know, even though he's not doing it, because he... The people would still give. I would still give.
Yeah.
I'm not going to now. But, but you know, the way they handled it was just really,
and
really
if he,
bad.
And if he ended up saying, screw you, up until the time he said screw you, they would get so many donations.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, I'm thinking of all of, like the network, you know? I mean, the guy knows he's going to get fired, and he's like, you know, and he goes off, and he says this whole big thing, and then, like, it has the biggest ratings of any network that's on at the time, you know? And it's like, it might have that same effect.
Yeah. And we've seen this happen before. I mean, they did it with Burt Parks and Miss America, right? They fired him because he was too old and gave John Davidson.
Right.
And that lasted 1 year.
And what happened?
And John Davidson lasted 1 year.
Yeah, I don't know.
And there was something with, wasn't there something with Clayton Moore and the Lone Ranger where they wouldn't...
Really?
Wouldn't let him wear the mask.
Oh, yes. They would not let him wear the mask. Remember he did some commercials? Remember that Bird's Eye or something? Peas or, I don't know, but he would do public appearances, you know, just on his own with wearing the mask. And this is like in the 80s or something, you know. He's pretty old, but still. It's like, well, he was the Lone Ranger, so he wore the mask. And the people who owned, well, these are probably our friends who also owned the Green Hornet, said, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It might have been a TV network, too.
And these people need...
I don't think they own the TV version of Lone Ranger.
Oh, they don't? Well, then it probably was whoever owns the rights to the TV version. Whoever syndicates
it. My friend Billy, who's a grandson of George Trendle, the creator of Lone Ranger and Green Hornet, they don't have nearly as many rights as they should. So much was taken away from them.
I'm sure it's some media person who has no idea. I mean, those people could use some people to explain to them how much this means to people.
Right.
I mean, it's probably some 25-year-old person who has no idea that Jerry Lewis, what he means to people. For how long has he been doing it?
He's been doing... The first national telethon they did was 1966, but he was doing it before that. I have a videotape called the... What's it called? I think it's the D. Martin Jerry Lewis MDA party or something like that. And it's 1953 they did, but it was strictly a local New York. He used to do it just in New York. It was a local 58 thing.
58 years ago.
So they started the first thing, And it wasn't, the first one wasn't 21 hours. It was probably 3 or 4 hours. It was like a variety show. But, I mean, through the years, he had some of the biggest names in show business on his show. And then slowly, they started dying. Sinatra, D. Martin was on in 76.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett's still around, but it's like a lot of these stars, Sammy Davis Jr., who would show up, and they were big stars in the 60s and even in the 70s.
Right.
Well, they started dying off. It's like, and the people that were, there was really nobody around that was that big anymore. So I think the ratings were kind of going down, and I think they're thinking, well, we're going to try to save this and make it more popular.
And they won't.
There's no way they will.
They will get a mediocre type person. Yeah. They'll get...
Who has no connection to MDA. Jerry Lewis has a connection to MDA. It's personal with him.
Right.
He made it the big organization that it is.
They'll get Ryan Seacrest to host it.
Yeah, it's like you're going to have Anne Hathaway and James Franco do the Oscars. And how much did that increase the ratings? Zero. It went down.
Yeah, speaking of the Oscars, I have another little take. I need one. Pet peeve of
little
mine.
Myth.
Go ahead, go on.
Well, so anyway, so not to leave Jerry.
Brett Ratner's doing the Oscars this year, by the way.
He's directing it. He'll do fine.
Yeah.
I actually was going to text him to say, hey, congratulations.
I should.
Anyway, I'm really disappointed. It's very sad because it's part of my childhood. I literally grew up watching Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Jerry Lewis movies, obviously, but watching the telethon, it was like, for me, it was like pure heaven. He would be on. He was, because he used to, when he did it, when he was younger, he'd be on constantly. He didn't take breaks or nothing. He was always right in front of that camera. So it was just awesome to see. And he'd screw up and do things. He'd get tired and say things. But you never knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating.
Okay, I'm going to take the other side just for a second. But I do agree with you. I mean, they should have done something else. And I'm going to tell you what I think they should have did. Mm-hmm. But there is a problem with old people not leaving.
Uh-huh.
And... we have a lot of fans in Detroit. We had a sports announcer, Ernie Hardwell.
I'm not going to be replaced, am I?
No. Who got old.
I know we're going to
be. You mentioned the Raiders in
there. He was making mistakes.
People that won't leave.
He was making mistakes, and they replaced him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they asked him to quit, and he wouldn't quit. And Jerry Lewis has got that same personality. I mean, that drive that makes him want to do that telethon for 58 years.
Yeah.
Also makes him not want to quit.
Right.
And so they got to figure out some way, which is their fault for not figuring out that this guy, if you say we want to quit and replace you with whoever, is not going to do it.
Right.
So they need to figure out how to handle it.
Yeah, they need to be handled differently. I don't have a problem. I mean, they can, they should be able to have whoever they want at this point. I mean, I understand it from a business standpoint. It's like, okay, this guy's getting really old. He says, every year he says something kind of embarrassing.
Right.
Whether it's dropping, some gay slur or whatever. Yeah, he just doesn't care.
He does what he does.
That's how he is. That's how all those Sinatra, all those guys were.
He's set in his ways.
They just said whatever. They said whatever came to mind. Part of the humor was racial or sexist.
Right,
that's
right.
Just part. That's the era
they
were born in. And it was acceptable, and now it's not.
Yeah.
And but he just does it, and he can't help it. That's who he is.
Yeah. No, I agree, and I just I like I said, I'll tell you somebody who I think handled it really well was Chick Hearn. The Lakers, mm-hmm. I mean, he was like in his 80s, yeah. and they would let him announce,
right.
and they would, you know, they let him do, he wouldn't do the last quarter,
right?
Because he probably would make a mistake, but right. they'd let him
uh-huh.
do most of it, and they'd let him,
they eased him out. And Vince Scully doesn't make mistakes.
Vince Scully doesn't make mistakes, but it's going to happen. I mean, and they will ease him out.
I think what will happen with Vin is he'll just retire.
You think so?
Yeah. I think he'll just sit.
But they still, those guys have got huge egos.
No, of course they do.
They do. I mean, to be that good.
When you're the voice of some entity, you are that voice. Nobody, you know, people don't associate the Dodgers without Vin Scully. I mean, and people don't associate MDA without Jerry Lewis.
Now I'm going to tell you what I think they should have did, mm-hmm. which is, here's what I would love to them to do was, I mean, Jerry Lewis is so valuable for what he could bring. Mm-hmm. This is my first, if I was running MDA, this would be my first thing I would say to him, mm-hmm. would be, Jerry, I hear you got these home movies. Let's put them up on. Let's sell these home movies that you have with Tony Curtis. Uh-huh. And explain how he used to make
movies. He used to make home movies. He used to, you know, when he was still with Dean Martin,
right?
And he just wanted to make his own movies. So he would on the weekends get his friends who were all movie stars over to his house, and they'd do takeoffs on popular films, and they were just. I don't even think they even had sound. I think they were just like 10-minute versions of Gone with the Wind or whatever. I don't even know. I mean, he would do funny plays on the titles.
Right.
And Tony Curtis, I mean, so you had like real actors over and doing these funny movies.
If you said get some director, anybody would do that. If you said, we're going to give you a chance to edit mm-hmm. Jerry Lewis and Tony Curtis and all these home movies, somebody would love that job. Mm-hmm. To do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Sell those babies for some DVD set or some, mm-hmm. put them on iTunes.
I've seen clips of them.
And we will give you, we'll let 50% of the money go to MDA.
Right.
He would do that in a heartbeat, mm-hmm. and let him do some introduction.
Right.
He would love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I would love that. Yeah. I would be the first one to buy that crap.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. No, I think we'd all love this.
And then the other thing they could do would be to have him sing with people. Because he's still, I mean, all these comedians that have come forward and said how he got screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, if he did a duet with Carol Burnett or a duet
that would be hilarious.
I would download that for 99 cents at iTunes and give 99 cents.
We
go to MDA.
Sure. Why can't we get 99 cents for the podcast? You're so free with the money.
Now.
I mean, there's 100 million people on Farmville.
Yeah.
And how much is the Telethon? Telethon gets like 50 million, right, a year?
Probably more than that.
You think it's more than that?
It varies. Yeah, it used to get
It's around 50.
Okay.
50 million. Okay. I mean, you could make 50 million on iTunes. They totally can
make
that.
You never know.
On that. If he did, and they could use them and put somebody else's, like you said, put somebody else as a host, make him the special, extra special god, whatever, and let him talk and let him do his thing, it would be fine. Let him sing You'll Never Walk Alone at the end. Uh-huh. Download that on iTunes.
At least, you know, he get a least on that. So I'm just really disappointed in the way it was handled. I don't think it would have killed him to have him do one last show.
I think there's some like.
And like I said, even just having it as a co-host for his last one, if they didn't want him to do the least, have him involved so he could give his final farewell.
You know, they do sort of have he has other people helping with the show now.
Yeah.
But, you know, he still runs it.
I think it's some 25-year-old douchebag.
I think it's,
made a gay slur and doesn't want to use him anymore.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, they're going to see what this does for their, they'll probably get about $20 million this year instead of 50 or 60. So they're hurting them. I mean,
This year is a bad year to say because.
Well, so who's doing it, Justin Bieber?
Because those contributions, he's already gotten all the contributions.
He's got a curfew, right?
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of the corporate.
Next year is the one.
He got the corporate one, but he hasn't gotten the individual ones. The people that call in, like we do. He won't get those.
Yeah,
they're going to get those. I'd love to know how they're going to handle it, or how they're going to allude to it, or
I hope it's a colossal
and they have,
failure.
And they have they only have like 3 weeks to figure it out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's really disappointing. I just feel really bad for him. You know, because I know this has got to be breaking his heart. And I remember, like, when I was at Disney, and Eric Larson was at the studio, one of the Night Owl Men. And he was, like, our instructor, and he was our mentor and all that. And new guys came in and go, oh, we don't need this guy here. What does he do? He just sits around, and they go, people ask him questions and show drawings to him. This is not, so they just sort of felt, well, he's not really worth all this salary. So they got rid of him. They sort of made him retire. And what happened to poor Eric was he died within a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what kept him going.
Right.
Was that?
Right.
I hope. You know what I mean? And to Jerry Lewis, I know how important this thing is to him. He's 85 years old. I'm not saying he's going to die, but I'm just saying it's just bad. It's just really
the
bad.
Podcast curse. Saying. Okay, Rick. Listen,
well, we've done a whole show about him, so
you should
whatever.
Do this. You should. Those films need to be shown.
Home movies.
We need to see those things.
I'll tell him.
You can get a hold of them.
I'll write them.
And tell them. And those things need to be shown.
Mr. Lewis.
I mean, who do you think's all in those things?
It's like this, who I said. His wife, Patty. It's not like he got every star in Hollywood to be in them.
Bet you there's some pretty.
There might be a couple
others. I bet you Cary Grant's in there.
I don't know if they were friends. I don't know. Like I said, it's mostly friends.
I mean, he was like the hottest. Barton and Lewis were like the hottest thing in the world.
Yep. They
at
were.
That point,
they
everybody in New York,
thing in show business.
Everybody in New York went and saw him. And I bet you he's got some. I mean, if he's got Tony Curtis, he's got some biggies.
Yeah,
and people that.
Well, you never know. Anyway, speaking of bad decisions, I just can't believe this, but they came out with who they're getting honorary Oscars to this year at the Oscars. And I think Dick Smith is one who's a makeup artist. I forget who the other person is, but it's another guy that makes sense. And then Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? And they put this in the newspaper, kind of like, Oprah's getting an honorary Oscar. I'm like, let's see. She did
The Color Purple.
And I think she co-produced some bomb called Beautiful or Bountiful or what's it starts with a B?
Beautiful. Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It was something.
It was
a bomb.
Lovely. Beloved.
Beloved.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Terrible.
Explain
film.
To me how
Terrible.
That how that rates. I mean, this is
good soundtrack.
She's getting the Irving Thalberg Award, which is like a humanitarian award, which is, she's a humanitarian. I'm not saying she's not. She's done a lot for charity. She's a major force in television. She's not a major force in motion pictures, and I think the only reason they're doing this, and which is why a lot of the stuff happens right now.
Ratings.
It's for ratings for television. They want to suck in that TV audience.
I know we're gonna have a Rick story in a little bit, which you need to start thinking about your Rick story. But I'm gonna give a little Jerry story here.
Jerry's
about
good
when I was
story.
At the Vanity Fair party at Morton's. Oprah, you know that booth at the old Morton's that was like the. She like had two bodyguards sitting there
during the party. Are you
the
kidding?
Party, which is people?
You're kidding.
You got to get Vanity Fair to make it into the Vanity Fair party. You got to be somebody, right? She had two bodyguards in there keeping
Larry King
other
away from
celebrities.
Me, keep Larry King
from
away from me.
Coming
you?
To visit her, and it
her.
Was. It was her.
Is that Jennifer Love Hewitt? Where's my bodyguard?
Her and Stedman was not there. It was her and Gail was there.
I don't even know who these people are.
Her friend, best friend or whatever. And then there was like some other dude. And then it was like...
You're kidding. Bodyguards.
I'm totally bodyguards.
For a Vanity Fair party.
To keep people from coming to her and saying hello.
Who is she?
Jesus?
And it's like... Okay, and let me tell you the other people who are like normal... Robert Downey Jr. is eating a In-N-Out burger, walking around.
Who's like nine millions more talented than
right.
her.
Right, and you know,
phenomenal.
And Jamie Foxx, she let in. Jamie Foxx got in, he got to sit next to her and talk to her for a little bit, and then he left.
I'm sure Denzel Washington would have been fine.
He
and
wasn't
Chris
there.
Rock would have been fine.
He wasn't there. I'm not sure that it was all racial. I think it was just, I think she didn't want to be bothered by certain people. And
trust me, if I see her, I won't bother her.
Julia Stiles.
I actually met her last year.
Yeah, like,
or not last year. We didn't go last year. 2 years ago, I met her.
And it's
whatever.
Like, but anyway, but she's, so, anyway, so she'll get her
honorary
Oscar.
This is a joke. Was she going to get a Grammy, too? For best album? For what?
So who would you give an honorary Oscar to? I'll tell you who I would.
I'll tell you who I'd give. I don't know why he hasn't got one yet. It's Robert Evans.
That's what I was going
to say.
Why
has he not gotten an Oscar?
That's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, it's... I know why he was supposed to get one. We could do a whole podcast about this, but and then he had that thing with the cocaine.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It was the. I'm sorry, it wasn't the cocaine thing. It was the murders when he's
the Sharon Stone thing. Yeah,
and the fact that he was involved. I mean, his name was involved. He had nothing to do with it, but that just they cast a dark light on him, and they said, and they were just about to announce that they're.
Yeah, say, which is about drugs. I mean, like Robert Downey's in that whole category.
Totally right.
So anyway,
it's like a total slap in the face of Robert Evans.
Well, you know what? I'm going to write. I'm on the board. I'm going to write the governor. The governor and say, look. This guy, here's his credits. Here's what he's done for motion pictures.
He saved Paramount.
He saved a studio.
He saved an entire studio, which is still alive.
When's the last time one guy saved a studio?
Right.
Exactly.
He made some of the best movies, produced the best movies under his watch. The Godfather's one of them. Chinatown's another one. The best movies ever made in history. And why he hasn't gotten an Oscar is a joke.
Right.
And they give one to Oprah Winfrey. He hasn't done anything in movies.
Right.
Nothing except go to them.
Right. Right. Anyway. I'm with you.
Anyway, that's
cool. Well, so do you have a Rick story, or is that it? Or do you why don't you tell Robert Evans' story?
A personal story.
Or you can tell a personal story.
I'm trying to think of a personal thing we could do. Evans. I could do an Evans story. Let me think. Why don't you guys talk a little bit and I'll think of something.
We'll just chat amongst ourselves. Yeah,
I'll tell you something.
I'll help you out.
I'll tell you, this is kind of a harrowing.
Oh, shameless plug for our studio. The Help opens on Wednesday. It is an amazing film.
Go see Help.
Go see the Help.
Shameless.
No, that Help is good. I'm all
shameless
for that.
Plug. Okay.
Who's all in it? Who's all in Help?
It's Emma Stone,
Emma Stone
Octavia
who I love.
Spencer, Viola Davis, fantastic in it, Sissy Spacek, Bryce Dallas Howard. I mean, all these actresses are amazing in it. I mean, Oscar-winning performances by all of them.
It'll be in the Oscar buzz for sure.
Go see it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well,
so do you have an Evan story?
I have a little Evan story. When I was doing storyboards for him for that hip-hop Godfather thing we were working on, I went to him one afternoon by myself. It was like Sunday afternoon. Went in there and he was like, wasn't feeling real good. So he came out in his robe. Actually, it was just anyway. We go in the dining room or meeting and I'm showing him boards. He's like, no, it needs to be blah, blah, blah. No, no. I says, no, the board thing, we gotta stop the violence. This is not what I want. And so the things I was doing, he wasn't digging it.
Right.
He goes, I want you to really, I don't feel well. I want you to really think about this. I'll come back out later. Show me some other stuff. And so he left. He left me in the dining room all by myself. And plus, I was starving. It was around lunchtime. And Alan came in as the butler and said, "Need anything?" I said, "No, I'll have some water or whatever." So I had a splitting headache. I started getting a headache. And so I had about an hour and a half because I'll come back out at 3 o'clock or whatever it was. So I said, I had like an hour and a half to come up with a completely different take. And I was like sweating. I'm like, what am I going to do? What if he comes back out and he hates whatever I'm doing?
Yeah.
So I just like, I'm just not going to worry about that. I'm just going to completely rethink this. You know, I'm going to completely rethink this and come up with a different proposal. You know, so I did.
And he did it.
And he came back out.
Did he like it?
And he liked it. But I mean, I was scared. Here, I'm in Robert Evans' house pretty much by myself because Alan like left. He went to the store.
Right.
And Bob's in the bedroom laying down. He didn't feel well. And there's nobody else there. I'm like, God, I'm in Robert Evans' house all by myself. And he just, like, leaves me here and, like, come up with something that I'm going
to
like, basically.
So did you have to draw something or you
just
had to do it? You had to draw something.
I had to redraw a bunch of stuff. I wrote some new dialogue
for
him. He's like, no, I need to be in charge. This has got to be, I've got to be in charge. I'm not the Godfather. I've got to be, you know. So I had to rewrite his dialogue.
Wow.
Because he just wasn't feeling good. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And I just was really under the gun. And... But anyway, so I worked for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
And he
liked
out,
it, which is
and
good.
And he liked it. He's like, that's more like
it. Well, let's take a full circle. So the director of that thing, of Hip Hop Godfather.
Was going to be, well, if it, who knows, it'll still happen. But Brett Ratner
was going to do the Oscars and going to give Oprah Winfrey that award.
Is he actually going to give
instead of Bob Evans.
No, he's not going to give it to her.
No, I know. Well, he's responsible somewhat.
Well, he just points the camera. he's just directing it. He's not going to be up on stage.
Okay, I'm going to blame him.
All right. I'll go right ahead.
So thanks for joining us for Expert TD Bar.
We have no questions. We have no questions. Or are you any?
We got a ton of questions. We don't have time. We got to do them next time.
Next podcast.
But
will be a
thank you for your emails.
Podcast.
Keep sending those emails in. Next, I promise. Next
emails posted.
Podcast all questions
shall we'll be answered.
All your questions. It's going to be Rick and you because they only ask Rick questions. They don't ask me any questions.
I don't even do.
And they only want to see pictures of them.
They
just
want to see pictures of them. So, they're typical bar hounds.
So anyway, so it's pretty much going to be talking to Rick.
Booze hounds here.
And so anyway, so I got a whole bunch of questions, but we'll do that next week.
All right.
And but for this week, cheers. Thanks for joining us. Follow us on Facebook.
Follow
us. And if you want to download this podcast, you can go to www.mccartymetro.com. This one is free in honor of Jerry Lewis. It's all about charity.
All right.
And so it's for Jerry and for Jerry's kids. Cheers. Join us next week.
Yes.
And, oh, yeah, PB Imaging. Go to pbimaging.com. Buy some stuff. We get a little piece. Yeah. Audible.com. You go there. You go through our website. Go to audible.com. Download an audiobook. Craig Ferguson's got an awesome autobiography.
Ooh,
check that out.
We like Craig Ferguson.
He's Scottish.
He's cool. He's very
and
cool.
He's
very
cool.
Nice guy.
And he's an American. He became an American citizen.
Oh, did he? That's,
yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really nice. He's a really, really nice guy.
He's also the voice of Owl.
And the Owl in Winnie the Pooh. And he's also the voice in How to Train Your Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Of,
right. That's kind of what I know. From
so that. Anyway, cheers. Join us next week.
Yeah.
And all questions next week. All you and Rick.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
All right.